This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Mamma mia! We are back for another week of Beyond the Edge!
Beyond the Edge on Rob Has a Podcast, and we are ready to talk about the hit new CBS reality series once again. It was night two, and we're down to eight celebrities. The bell has been rung as Meta World Peace has gone home. To recap everything that happened first, let me bring in my co-host for Beyond the Edge.
Well, 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 if this isn't a sight for sore eyes and tired ones.
Here's Jenny Autumn.
Yes, tired eyes, which is what you might have after the late night viewing of Beyond the Edge.
Late night. Yes, if you watched back to back with Survivor, there's a lot of reality TV to fit in all in one night. Yeah. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great. You know, I learned from last week the gauntlet of BB Can to Survivor to Beyond the Edge.
Yeah.
Was too much for me last week. It took a lot out of me. And I decided that the right way to consume this show today was to give myself a little breather after
pace
all the
yourself.
Madness
yeah.
on Survivor last night.
Yes.
And listen, it's hard. The episode was called The Hardest Night of My Life, which is probably what I would have said about last Wednesday. And I'm not going to quit.
Are you going to ring the bell?
I think that this is making me a better person. Each day that I podcast about this show, I learn a little more about myself.
Yeah. So Jenny, remember.
Don't leave when it gets hot, man. I love it. Getting hot.
Okay. It's just getting real hot. Okay. Real hot. Because we have a great guest here with us today. Of course, that this person was very intrigued by this show because I think he's the biggest Ravens fan in all of RHAP. Of course, you could hear him every single week on the Married at First Sight Wrap Up. Please welcome Jason Reed. Jason, how are you?
Rob, I'm good. I just finished my dinner of corn from a can and baked beans. I heard it tasted like charity.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, the problem with corn.
It tasted like corn and baked beans. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't taste any different.
Okay. Good.
And
yes.
I think Chappelle Amari will fight me.
Yeah.
If,
I was,
if you claim I'm the biggest sorry. Fan.
Bring that smoke into it.
Yeah. Starting a feud.
Bringing chaos into the podcast. Okay.
That's what I live for.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, I see Jason Reed tweeting that he hates the Ravens less than some people. So, you know, I think that means
that
something. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It seems like Chappelle's always angry.
Yes. He wants our players deported. He wants them killed. I don't, you know, I'm not that that furious on our players. I'm more forgiving than Chappelle is on the Ravens.
I mean, does Chappelle want to quit the Ravens more than Meta World Peace wants to quit any reality show he goes
literally
on?
Anything.
Literally anything.
I can't wait till next season on The Masked Singer. When he's on the stage, he's singing. Then all of a sudden, he rips the mask off his head, says he can't do it anymore. He misses his family. He's probably backstage waiting for him at that moment. Yeah, they're waiting for him backstage. I can't do it. I miss my family too much. I got to leave.
Yes.
And his family is like, please, like, just do something to completion.
His family is so pissed that he came home from Beyond the Edge. They're like, what are you doing here? It was 2 days. You were having such a good time without you. Why did you do this? You could have known someone better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one night in the hotel and then one night in the jungle.
Well,
you know, his wife sat there and like looked at the caller ID on her phone.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, God, not this. I hope he got ate by a jungle dog or something. Just putting the show.
Yeah. This is wild because they really promoted Meta World Peace as the star of the show. And here he is on the second night. Does not make it through.
Rob, this is what they want, right? They want people to quit.
Exactly.
But like, maybe not on day two. Maybe not on day two. But they knew, they casted him knowing Meta's going to quit. We're going to get our money's worth with somebody.
Oh, quitting. This is smart, Jason. So you think it's like, hey, we got to, this show is all about how tough it is. We need somebody who's going to quit to show the audience how Meta's tough it is. Oh, you know who's good? Meta World Peace.
Yeah, that guy is a quitter. That's what he's known for. Now, mm-hmm. I give props to Meta. I probably would have been like the 10th celebrity that, you know, didn't even get on the bus.
Yeah, somebody quit before the show.
That was like, was in the hotel. Was like, no, I'm not doing this. That, you know, Meta made it 2 days longer than the 10th mystery celebrity. It was probably like Mark McGrath or something. You know, who?
Yeah, we think it's a woman. I think it would have been, yeah.
Didn't pass COVID protocol or
something. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. There's got to be people that, like, that didn't watch Celebrity Big Brother and don't know the lore of Meta World Peace quitting reality TV shows. I still don't even know if he got through the entirety of the celebrity exorcism that we're...
Okay, well, you bring up a good point. Okay, so you brought up something else. We started a brand new podcast feed for Beyond the Edge. Of course, you can find it on Apple Podcasts when you go to robisawebsite.com/BTE feed. We told our listeners that we would, if we got 100 reviews, not ratings.
Not just ratings.
100 reviews. Jenny Autumn and I would get together with Chappelle to cover Celebrity Exorcism on Tubi, starring Meta World Peace and Jody Sweetin. And who else is on that? Somebody else who's not on the show.
I've already forgotten.
Yes,
they're not on this show.
There's a third person who's in the Celebrity Exorcism that we would do it. I could tell you at this hour, we are
Char Jackson.
Yes,
Char
Jackson. Char Jackson or something.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay, I can tell you at this hour, we are at 88 reviews in the Apple Podcast Store for Beyond the Edge.
Wow,
pretty good.
Rob, yeah. When you said 100, I laughed.
You scoffed.
Like, I did. I doubted you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I doubted you. I owe an apology to the listeners because
people are loving it.
I did not expect this.
Mm-hmm.
This is incredible.
Yeah,
I can't believe like. Chappelle, get ready. If you're listening.
He didn't know about it.
We sprung this on him. I didn't even give him a heads up or anything.
I mentioned it to him. He said he saw the tweets. That's how he found out about it. We didn't give him a heads up.
It's fine. He'll be fine. Our friendship will survive.
Yes. So we are so close. robhasawebsite.com/BTE feed if you want to put us Beyond the Edge on Apple Podcasts. And we'll do it. And guess what? We're going to drop it in the Beyond the Edge podcast feed first.
Yeah.
You'll get it first in the Beyond the Edge podcast feed. Jason, do you think that Meta World Peace walked off the Celebrity Exorcism?
I mean, if he's scared of the dark in the first place, I'm sure that it wasn't very light there.
That's a good point.
I would have to think they turn on lights to do like whatever seance thing they're going to do. He's like, nope, I'm out. I'm done.
Right. So that he's afraid of everything. And he went and did an exorcism.
And like that could be a lot more scary depending on like how you think about things. Like, I don't know. The jungle dogs really got him. Like, I think that must be more terrifying than, the occult or whatever. Like, I don't know what... I don't know if we will see him through this entire celebrity exorcism, but I need to find out at this point. So we need to get these reviews in to see if Meta World Peace quit a third reality television show.
Sure. And then
I would die.
Yeah. And then we could recap all the other shows that Meta World Peace goes on to do.
I'm sure Meta was pissed because he got like dead last place on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. Like they basically fired him before he could quit.
So he's going to break the record for how many shows he can do and then leave. Jason, could you give us your thoughts on Beyond the Edge? Of course, Jenny and I recapped the premiere last week, but what are your thoughts of the show so far?
You know, as a, as another famous celebrity on Celebrity Big Brother said at one point, yes, it is a show.
It is a show. That is correct. Happening.
Yes.
It's on television.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of way.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It's a show. And there are a lot of recognizable faces and faces that are kind of new to the reality competition streets.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting to see new blood. You know, they didn't get the same old tired recycled celebrities they've mm-hmm. been trotting out lately. So it's fine. It's yeah. fine.
Jason, as a Ravens fan, did it surprise you to see Ray Lewis here?
Yeah, it did. You know, Ray Lewis is a interesting and complex character.
Yeah.
I hope they keep him away from the machetes, depending on who you ask.
Oh, no.
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah, depending on who you ask. I'm not saying anything happened or didn't, but just depending on who you ask. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's interesting to see him as a, I saw him as a player and these inspirational speeches he tries to give. I'm pretty sure he's like low-key pissed that Coach Grandpa Mike is on the show. Because Ray Lewis
That's
really
his
wants...
hero. He said that was his hero.
Well, he really wants to be the one giving the inspirational speeches all the time. Because that's what he was like.
Yeah, like if you ever watch like any of like the mic'd up footage of like, you know, Ray Lewis is always like, you know, I mean, for lack of a better word, like, you know, like he's like, you know, like preaching. Man. Yeah. Like on the like getting everybody like hyped up before the field.
He's famous for the game. Like, these inspirational speeches that kind of veer off into like non-football territory. Mm-hmm. And then you have a few teammates of his looking around like, what is he talking about? So mm-hmm. yeah, I feel like Coach Grandpa Mike is really stealing his thunder with that a little bit.
Yeah.
You kind of see that happen like at the lanterns in this episode where like Meta is talking about quitting and Coach is like, no, you're not. And then Ray is like, he's like, oh,
not to be outdone.
Mm-hmm. I have to be as like incensed as Coach is here and get like, get out of my seat.
He almost dropped trial. He almost showed him his butt to try and compete, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way.
Coach Grandpa Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it is amazing. Did Lamar Odom and Meta World Peace win a title together?
I have no idea.
I know Meta World Peace has the one ring. I mean,
Meta was, Lamar's family video on 70 Big Brother.
Yeah.
So I got a match they probably did.
I mean, if, you know, enough has not been said about Kobe Bryant. Imagine that, you know, keeping these two from like walking off and like not quitting at any point must have been like a Herculean task.
We all thought Lamar was going to pick up the Meta mantle and quit the game before he got voted out, but that didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. But
I'm
here we are.
Find out if they want to ring together or not.
If they were on, I mean, they definitely are close. We saw Meta World Peace show up on Celebrity Big Brother this time out. But were either of you surprised that Meta was the person that quit? I knew we got that. Okay, somebody is going to ring the bell. Somebody's leaving. I thought we were getting faked out.
I thought it was either going to be Ebony, Meta or Jody. Those are the three contenders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really were like, I think because a lot of the conversation at Lanterns last episode was about the will he or won't he of it all with Meta talking about, you know, possibly quitting and he ultimately doesn't. And that, so they had to throw something in the next time to make us think like, could it possibly not be Meta World Peace? Because I think anyone that knew anything about Meta World Peace on Celebrity Big Brother was like expecting this to happen immediately. But with all of the talk about Jody's injuries, and then we got to see like the clip of her saying like her leg felt like jelly,
mm-hmm.
Which is such a gross mental picture. So I think they maybe were trying to use that as a red herring, but like there's absolutely no way. I went into this episode knowing the bell was rung. Yeah. It was going to be Meta World Peace. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah, they gave us a fake out that it was going to be Jody. Like, I miss my kids. My leg hurts. Long pause. But my kids would be disappointed, blah, blah, blah. But you know, you guys talked about it last week a little bit, but the marketing on this, the marketing team of the show, like lanterns, because we have lanterns. That's mm-hmm. what we're going to call this phase. Yeah. The first part of the adventure.
That's right.
Then the trek. Then the final part. Like, we couldn't come up with something better than first and final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jason,
no, geniuses.
What is your impression of the host of the show, Morrow?
I love the host. Like, I see he's getting a bunch of hate online, but I love it. Like, he reminds me of, like, the NBA Jam guy. He's on fire.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Boom shakalaka. Yeah.
You can, like, maybe spray paint him silver and put him in, like, Times Square. He'd be like a robot. You know, like one of those performers. Like, he's got that voice. It's like that robotic voice. And it looks like you took like a bunch of 5 and 6 year olds, like, okay, we're gonna dress this guy up as a jungle man. What clothes would you put on this jungle man? Oh, this hunting vest and these cargo pants. Mm-hmm. That's what we're gonna put him in. Like, he looks so like so ready for it, wilderness, as someone would stereotypically think.
Yeah.
I don't think he was wearing his kerchief this time.
Oh, we lost the kerchief.
I think, which, I mean, it's too late, but Morrow, bring the kerchief back. You're the kerchief king. But yeah, his outfits definitely look like Jeff Probst cosplay. Like, it definitely looks like a Halloween costume. Like, you know, and him conducting at lanterns or the lanterns. What is this place? What a stupid name, is so strange to me, because I don't think he's ever done anything like this in his many years of being an announcer in like the wrestling and MMA sphere. But like him trying to like facilitate conversation, like in this like semicircle in front of a fire, or is there even a fire? I don't even remember.
I think there's just lanterns.
No fire, just lanterns.
The lanterns, yeah.
It's just so funny to me. Like, but this show without him, again, I said it last week, I'll say it again. To the haters, try and imagine the show without. He injects. I laughed out loud more than one time during this episode. And it was because of him, all right?
Yeah. We are ready to fight the haters of Beyond the Edge. All right.
Moral truthers.
Come at us. We podcast Beyond the Edge. Jenny Autumn is all over tweeting on the hashtag Beyond the Edge. Jenny, you even got to have interaction with one of the cast members on Twitter this week.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into that, shall we?
Yes.
I'm really all over the Twitter.
Jenny, have you booked a guest yet for Beyond the Edge recaps?
She stopped replying to me. I don't know if I am going to successfully book Pauline. I did mention more than once in our interaction that I am podcasting about the show.
wink, hint, hint.
You know, like, hey, slide into those. My DMs are open, Paulina.
Okay, well, could you set up what happened?
Okay, so then Wednesday, March 20. No, it wasn't even 20. It was March 16th.
Okay.
And Beyond the Edge has premiered. And I said, this is a great idea. I should watch this live. And so I was tweeting about it here and there. I think me and David Bloomberg were the only people tweeting in the RHAP verse.
Yes.
I was just having a moment where I was like, what is this show? This doesn't feel real to me. And I tweeted, this show is not real. Hashtag Beyond the Edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it got a few likes from the other people that were having that same feeling. And, you know, days pass. We podcast about it, Rob. Everything's fine. And, you know, just a couple days ago, I think it was, March 21st or 22nd, I get a tweet from... Paulina.
Yes.
Replies to my tweet.
Yes. Okay.
And I don't think she understood what I was asking.
Okay. Well, she responded to you on March 22nd and said, wait, you mean we're all fake, as in not real people, or that celebrities are clearly all fake? Crying emoji, laughing, crying emoji.
Yeah. So Jason,
do you think that it could have been interpreted that Jenny thought that this was a deep fake? Could be.
This is all set on a soundstage, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows?
Those deep fakes are getting scarier and scarier. Like, they could have just created their likeness on, like, you know, fake people.
Right. And of course,
it's not even, it's not even Panama.
If the only limits were just the technology, these surely are the nine people they would have chosen to deep fake.
Yeah.
Beyond the edge. Yeah. Okay.
Top of the list.
Nine All right. Most famous celebrities in the world.
So Jenny Autumn is now, Paulina just clapped back at you. Are you, what do you think? Yeah, was this a clap back or you two are friends now?
I still don't know, because it felt like one of those conversations where I don't think that, like, either of us really understood what the other person was saying. and so I had to explain, like, I didn't mean either of those things. I just meant that watching the show felt surreal. It was a surreal experience.
Yeah.
And then she replied.
And you added, you added, I'm podcasting about it. Definitely know it, that you guys are real. And you gave her back the crying emoji. And she said, oh, ha, ha, ha. That's some quick rethinking. And it doesn't quite work. Still appreciate the rethinking.
Trying to backtrack, Jenny.
Why don't you watch this week and determine how fake it all is? Wow. That was a clapback.
That was the clapback.
You got clapped back.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm getting dunked on this woman that no offense, I did not know who she was before this show.
Yes.
Well, now you do. Now you could.
I definitely know. Listen, there is no question whether this woman is fake or not. She
is real.
Is she doing this a lot?
Yeah. This isn't Joe Millionaire where fake accounts just interact with you. This is real.
But is Paulina doing this to everybody that comments on the hashtag?
I think she camping out on the hashtag? I think she
loves camping now.
Hashtag. she's a pro at it now. No, I think she went through the hashtag that day, because I believe she also liked a David Bloomberg tweet. Again, other person tweeting about it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if she liked any of my tweets. I tweeted, hey, don't forget it's the Beyond the Edge night. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I got targeted. I guess I shouldn't have said what I said about this show is not real.
Yeah, I think that Paulina is four women. I would think that means four women podcasters also. I think this is just a miscommunication.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know. And also I think that a lot of people, well, we've seen how people to this day still think that Survivor is fake. They're like, oh, they're eating food behind the scenes. So I think, especially when you throw celebrities out into this kind of, this situation where they're suffering out on an island, they're probably dealing with lots of people saying the show is fake. And I realize now that my tweet could have been interpreted as such, but really I was just commenting on the absolute bizarre feeling I was having watching this.
That's a pretty shoddy set design. You got trees falling down, shelters collapsing.
You would think if it was fake, they would have spent more money on the budget to really spruce it up. But so so it sounds like that you and Paulina are at least on speaking terms.
We will exchange crying, she's laughing.
Welcome to join us anytime.
Y'all are ops. Y'all are still ops. I think y'all still got to fight out a little bit.
I mean,
Jason's stirring the pot.
Right. I mean, Jason, we're so fortunate that you joined us here this week. It's only going to get harder to find guests that have now seen three episodes of Beyond the Edge next week.
Yeah.
You got to catch us all before we drop out.
Yeah. And I think we should offer an invitation also to all of the Joe Millionaire alumni also, that if they watch three episodes of Beyond the Edge, they can also join us. Like the people that were there, they've already seen it. They lived it.
Just like everybody that watches right now on the next podcast, so you can catch them all while they're watching. They're like a 12 person podcast.
Yeah.
I think the Joe Millionaire people are only contractually obligated to watch other Fox shows.
Did Mike Bloom have an interview with Meta World Peace today?
Oh, this is what I was wondering, because Mike Bloom is doing some sort of coverage of the of the show. He's doing an exit press, right?
Are you sure? I mean, I haven't seen
it.
He was doing a lot of like preseason press about it, but
maybe
I haven't seen
it. Just preseason. I would love an exit interview though, Mike. Yeah. If you're listening, if you can get on that, I really want to hear. from Meta World Peace.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's take a look at this episode here, episode 2 of Beyond the Edge. And there were some scary noises, again, coming out of the jungle. More animal noises. Perhaps the jungle dogs. Jason, how would you fare for a night in the Panamanian jungle?
I have no idea because I'd never do that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'd be the 10th celebrity. I wouldn't even got out there.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't fare well. Let's just say that.
It was very spooky, like a celebrity exorcism. This is what Meta was worried about.
I'm thinking about jaguars. I'm thinking about alligators. I'm thinking about boa constrictors just wrapping me up.
Okay. I mean, that would be a pretty big target for the boa constrictor.
How long are they? Like, can a whole boa constrictor wrap fully around Meta World Peace? Isn't he like... Mm-hmm. 7 feet tall.
Do they even have boa constrictors in Panama?
I think he was just listing animals.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
So you think a boa constrictor comes upon Meta and they're like, oh no, not touching that. Let me go over and grab ebony or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking at this website. It says wildlife in Panama. I guess that the boa constrictor could have come after Meta World Peace.
I'm looking, are there alligators in Panama? Mm-hmm. Alligators do not exist in Panama.
Yeah, but they
are they in Panama? Panama?
I don't know. They must have said something about jaguars.
And they're like wildlife training. They were probably like telling them about the wildlife
right out there. Right. Okay. But maybe the jungle dogs would scare off the jaguars.
I mean, you say jungle dogs to me, and I'm not going anywhere near that. Mm-hmm. That just sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're hearing noises. Maybe it's just a monkey. Also, then the shelter collapses.
Yeah, and then we also, I think perhaps more terrifying is the thunder and the rain.
Yes.
Now I'm going to have to sleep through this. When I was watching
last week, when I saw them quote unquote building their shelter, which just pretty much consisted of them throwing leaves on top of the shelter.
Right.
I was like, this isn't really the same survivor training they give them of weaving leaves to protect them from the rain. They just threw leaves in there. I was like, that's fine. Yeah. Right. That's good.
First off, weaving the palm fronds, like it doesn't do anything. That palm frond, the water goes through it. It's just a matter of, it's pretty bad no matter what you do. So for the celebrities, this is like the worst part about any sort of survivor situation. And it was rough out there. A couple of the contestants commented,
I'm so soaking wet.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I don't think anyone said that watching the show.
The fire goes out. Terrible. Yeah, too bad. Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion couldn't have been one of the celebrities that they got.
No.
Cardi B.
They wish. Yeah,
sure.
That would have needed to be a deep fake.
Yeah, they deep faked it. Yeah, can you imagine? Okay. After a long night, Meta wants to leave. He wants out.
Of course.
Pretends to be shocked.
Mm-hmm. They panned over to Meta's legs sticking out of the shelter, and I was like, those look fake. Did they put like a fake dummy in there and Meta like snuck out?
He already left. Yeah. That would be smart. Yeah.
Everyone thought he was going to quit. Like they all talk about it. They're like, yeah, I thought I'd wake up and Meta wouldn't be here. And they were like, I didn't want to go out and try and stop him from leaving because it was pouring rain and I didn't even want to leave the comfort of a soaking wet shelter.
Yeah, it was so bad last night. Here's what Paulina had to say.
What a freaking show that was.
Do you think she would have liked if that was the tweet I sent? What would her response to that be?
Crying, laughing emoji?
Inflammatory, yeah. Than what I said.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We get Jody Sweetin. We hear a lot of the stories of the celebrities threads. Jody Sweetin talks a lot about her daughter, Zoe and B. She got a picture of them in a Ziploc bag. That was smart, Jason. That was a good idea.
Yeah, gotta protect from the rain.
Mm-hmm.
God knows you can't get another picture anywhere else.
Yeah.
But yeah. Smart move by her, but she had a teddy bear out in the open. Was she not worried about that getting wet?
That might have just been from the airport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a makeshift pillow out there. But
oh, all right. That's smart, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a lot of talk about food and how we need to eat. Craig is looking for worms. They need to go fishing. I don't really understand how they have time to do anything else when it seems like the adventure takes up most of the day.
It's all about the adventure.
I guess it's all about the adventure. Ebony talks about the food situation. And I really kind of thought that we were leading up to maybe Ebony ringing the bell. Ebony says that, you know, that on this adventure, she's used to the Michelin dining experience of being a real housewife of New York City. Here, she's going to have to eat food she doesn't like.
I'm a notoriously picky eater. And yeah. So I would be very upset about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
She did comment that she's never been hungry at any time in her life ever.
Yeah.
Like not even just like I ate early and now I'm hungry before lunch. She's never been hungry. She's had someone following her all every day of her life with just ready food for her to eat.
Yeah. I don't really understand what the food situation is on the show. Like, you know, there's a difference between we have no food to I have to eat food that I don't like. It's also the second day and people are acting like that they have been for weeks without food.
Do you think they got rice?
I don't know. It's like the morning of the second day. We saw a million bananas there. Like it seemed like that they seem to have a food supply.
Yeah.
I thought there's a secret craft service table somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that, Jason. Paulina's going to be in your mentions.
And so, and we saw in this episode, the people that won the challenge got to eat some canned goods. But
I feel like it was the best thing they've ever had in their life. Like I'm so hungry. It's been 2 days.
What are the people that are not the winners of the competition? Are we supposed to believe that they're not eating?
They're eating bananas and coconuts.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather eat fresh bananas and coconuts or old cans of baked beans and corn?
They've been banged around and dented while you're trying to do this adventure.
Maybe a can of gravy?
Yeah. A can of gravy?
It sounds like a can of gravy.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what I would be going for. I love gravy.
You would just have it by the can?
Yeah.
No gravy?
I would be shaking the cans trying to figure out which one is
Jenny gravy. Is literally shaking the cans of gravy.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out.
Jenny's literally shaking
cans of gravy. Okay. Should we talk about the adventure? Let's sure. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Robbie, you gonna quiz me again?
Yeah, that's your job on the podcast. You were gonna say what the adventure was.
This is truly making this is so beyond the edge where you're making me face my fear of watching.
Everybody has to face their fear.
Challenge.
Okay. All right. By the way, there was a scene with Meta and Craig, and they talk about how Meta talks about his mental health situation, which Mauro comments on as well. And talks about how he had to work with his therapist to get less competitive. And I'm starting to wonder after some of these reality TV appearances, maybe we might have overshot the mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overcorrection.
Yeah. Maybe we need to a tiny bit of that competitiveness back for Meta.
A little more intensity in your diet there, Meta.
Slightly. We're too hot, now maybe too cold.
Yeah, he said he used to be a sore loser, and now he's loves ready
it.
To lose.
He loves it. Yeah. Does not bother him at all.
Bring it on, baby. Get out of here.
Yeah, he's not losing. He's just at the end of a journey. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
All right. So Morrow is going to call everybody in to go, and we need some captains. We need some captains, and our captains are going to be Grandpa Mike, Colton.
That's Coach Grandpa Mike.
Right? Coach Grandpa Mike.
Grandpa Mike.
Colton and Lauren. This is a big episode for Lauren.
Yeah.
She got a lot of airtime.
Did you think that the teams from last week were like the teams? I was like, oh,
they're yeah.
picking captains? I was like, that's a thing they're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they, I don't know. I'm wondering if after like whoever dropped, they like didn't have time to redo or like replan the first challenge. So that's why they had to do the like uneven 5-9 or 5-4 team. And then they maybe had enough time to like pivot to make three.
Here, we get a third ladder.
So that they can. Yeah, to make
to
it
buy
even.
Some yellow wristbands.
Yeah, they're like, pull out a third color. What else is there? There's yellow. We'll do yellow. That's the third primary color. Come on.
Yeah. Well, now they have eight. So now I hope there's not any more of the three team like challenges. It. Yeah.
No, like, they're planning for it to be an odd number after this.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Their fault for not realizing that it was going to quit on day two.
Did so you not watch
everybody should have known that.
You should have known. That was in the scouting report. So they always, the yada yada, like who's on what team. It's just like you. But, you know, we stop down, you know, Paulina, she was not picked a lot in school. Did not get picked for a lot of sports.
Here's the thing.
Supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
There are some serious stories of that are touching and sad and tragic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get picked in school didn't really land with
Look,
me. And I'm like, just making
the producer like, Paulina, tragic stories. What do you got? Give them to me. Hit them with me.
Yeah.
Well, I was picked last a lot.
Look, those scars are still there, Jason.
We'll put the sad music under it, and we'll get it in the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Doesn't mean the scars go away just because, you know, of what comes after. It's still there. It's still hurtful. Okay.
Apparently. And then she gets picked last.
Yeah. And Paulina is pretty good at these challenges. They should pick her earlier. Don't sleep on Paulina.
Right. Last episode about what path they should have taken.
Yeah.
Why she didn't get picked.
Yeah.
Being picked last when there's six people to pick from because there's three captains and like two of those people are professional athletes or former professional athletes. Like Paulina, I think that you can like, you know, not take that too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like the field is pretty, you know, competitive at that point.
Well, okay. So let's pick somebody for who is the most active on Twitter from this cast. Okay. Let's have a draft. Jenny, who you got?
Gotta be my girl Paulina.
Yeah. Okay.
She's liking tweets. She's responding. She's engaging. You know, I'm not seeing Ray Lewis in my mentions.
Yeah.
Ray, where you at? Craig.
Yeah. Are any of the other edgers very active on Twitter?
I don't think so.
Meta's not live tweeting the show.
I bet you Jody Sweetin's a big Twitterer.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. Jody.
Oh, yeah, she's got a lot of content to be on. A
lot of content. Oh, okay. Wow. 354,000 followers for Jody Sweetin. There you go. Yeah, she's got a lot going on.
I said a lot of content. It's like three tweets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Three more tweets than Meta.
Three more. Yeah. Yes. Is she dragging anybody else that's commenting on the show?
No, she didn't pile on to Jenny.
Thanks, Jody. Off the top rope.
This is going to be my trauma when I go on a show one day. It's like, oh, one time I was just this innocuous tweet and a real celebrity in my mentions called me out and I'm afraid to tweet now. I'm afraid to live tweet my shows
because
I never know what
when celebrities are going to clap back at me.
Exactly.
I didn't even tag her in the tweet.
Okay. Oh, so here
it wasn't talking to her directly.
So we have our teams of three, and then here we go. They come in, and here's Morrow.
Well, if this isn't a sight for sore eyes and tired ones,
where else are you gonna get that? haters of Mara. Where else will you get that genius right there?
Is he tired? Are his eyes tired?
Well, I like when he called Ray on the radio earlier, and Ray was like, "Oh yeah, you weren't here with us, were you?"
Yeah,
Mara was like, "Oh yeah, you got me there, right?"
Yeah,
like, I'm in a hotel.
Yeah. I'm living the life.
I like when he calls
all
in
the cans of beans. I want.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Mike Singletary, he's really bought in on this, Jason, that he's like, "Hey, this is tough, but we got to do this for the people back home. We got to do this to change some lives."
Coach Grandpa Mike is passionate, man. He gets in there and he knows. It seems like this show was made like for someone like him, to prove like his toughness and drag other people on there with him.
Yeah.
And be inspirational when people can't get through this tough adventure.
I wonder if they should have just gone all like ex NFL players, because it seems like the two people that are the most like bought in on this premise are Ray Lewis and Mike Singletary. Like, I wonder if
country music stars. Craig's right up there with them.
Yeah, yeah, and country Warren's music stars. Should it have been
the two demographics?
Country stars versus retired NFL players.
Yeah. Yes. Beyond the Edge season 2, get on it.
Key demo of CBS. Country stars and NFL
former
players.
NFL players.
Versus American Idol rejects.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, Jenny.
Come on, Todrick.
It's your turn to shine, because we need to hear about Adventure 2, where the teams will get $30,000.
Okay. Rob, I'm not going to lie. This one's going to be a little messier than the last one. Okay. So this is the adventure. So the first part is they run into the jungle.
Okay.
No. Okay. They run into the jungle, and then they approach a tightrope.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in groups of three, teams of three.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tightrope with parallel balance beams.
Okay.
So, and there's ropes.
Question mark?
There's ropes. And so one person walks down the balance beam while the other two teammates walk down the balance beam. And so alongside the person on the tightrope. So you would probably put your most agile person on the tightrope,
yep,
while your less agile people trying to keep them stable with the rope. and you have to get through it and not fall. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the first part.
Okay. So they do that. Cool, this is really hard. This is really challenging myself. Mm-hmm. There are mountain bikes.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
In my notes, I said something about mountain bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They were present, yes.
After they complete the balance beam tightrope palooza, they grab backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are empty backpacks, because the backpacks are going to become filled with things later.
Yeah, later.
Yeah. So then they take the backpacks, maybe put them on themselves. Did they put them on themselves? I'm not sure.
I think they forgot to snap them in.
Clip them on. Yeah, it's very important.
And then they go to they run through the jungle to their mountain bikes.
Okay.
At this point, the bikes? mountain bikes. And then they get helmets that have cameras on them.
I mean, it's important.
Mm-hmm. So that safety you can see the action of them riding the mountain bikes through the jungle. They ride the bikes through the jungle. They get to, it's not the bog from last week, but it did seem like some sort of swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as treacherous as the bog.
Yeah. Lots of mud going on. So mm-hmm. they do have to go through a mud swamp type thing. And then I don't know what part we're at. This is the middle. What is the name of the middle of the challenge?
I believe it's the trek.
The trek. This is all trek. So you have a mountain bike trek. They have a foot trek, which leads to a mountain bike trek, which leads to a mud swamp trek.
Mm-hmm.
to the final stage. Actually, no, that I didn't, is the, here's where I don't understand how they divide these challenges. Is the latter part of the trek?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like the first stage and the final stage are literally just like running. Like run to the trek and you do all stuff in the trek, then you run in the final leg.
I think that the balance beam is part of the first stage.
First stage is the balance.
And I think that the final stage is just the puzzle.
The puzzle.
Or at least the decide if you want the clue or not, I think is part of the final stage.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even get to that. You're still on the ladder.
We didn't get to that. I'm giving you the rundown of the challenge.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is riveting podcasting.
It's so good. It's my favorite part.
Is me trying to explain challenge.
Yes.
You certainly made it so, Jenny.
Okay. So they've ridden their mountain bikes.
Yeah.
They've passed the swamp.
Yes.
They've arrived with their empty backpacks to an 80-foot ladder that is like on a cliff. And when I say this is a ladder, this is not like a metal sturdy ladder. This is like
not like Jonathan Carey's in the ocean.
No, yeah. And it's not like a yeah. This is literally a rope ladder. It is not sturdy at all, and they have to climb said 80-foot ladder to the top of this cliff thing where there are cans with letters on them that they have to collect and put into their backpack.
Yes. Now, can you describe for the people that did not watch the show, when you say cans, what do you mean by cans?
Yes, you might be wondering what I mean by cans. I mean literal cans of like what you would see of like your pantry. So, you know, a can of corn, can of beans.
Can of gravy.
Can of gravy, if you're interested. I am. All sorts of, who knows what's in these cans? I don't know because they just have letters on them. So your standard, and they're all the same size, your standard, you know, food pantry can is what they are going to collect. And they have to fill their backpacks with cans because get this, guys. Get ready for it. The cans double as puzzle pieces. They have letters on them, and you have to bring them back to the final stage where you complete a puzzle with the cans.
Yeah, wow.
That's an innovation right there.
Nailed it. Yeah.
I will say this. The challenges, like, are harder than I thought they would be.
Yes.
Like, or celebrities. I was like, these are like survivor type challenges. Like, these are no joke.
They are intense and they are long. And they take up the majority of the episode.
They fill the episode like backpacks of cans.
So the balance beam required the teams to, you know, work in the groups of three. And, you know, it seemed like that the blue team was struggling. All the way through. The blue team was bad.
I got to fault Grandpa Coach Mike here because his picking skills weren't great.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he got the last pick of Paulina. But, you know, then he picked Ebony, which was like the you know, straggler of the last challenge.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is I think that, and this is why, as you've said, that this show was made for him because he loves like picking like the misfits and like underdogs. Empowering them. And this is really the message we see through this whole adventure.
It didn't go too great when he was the coach of the 49ers.
Yeah, I was about to say, I really love being the underdog when he was the coach of the 49ers.
Yeah.
Listen, every day you learn something about yourself, and this is where he's gotten. He's learned so much. But we really got sold like a bill of goods about Ebony with this tightrope because she apparently was a ballerina. Yeah.
Well, it seemed like it was started off pretty good for Ebony.
Ebony, as comfortable as a bird on a wire right now.
Now that's good, right? A bird on a wire, is good, right? You see birds sitting on wires.
Yeah, you would think.
You would think
I
so.
Yes, but I always feel nervous when I see a bird on a wire.
Never seen like, a bird fall off of a wire. Yeah, well, that's the danger. That's the danger.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, you think bird on a wire, that sounds pretty good. Then moments later.
If this were a tightrope between two buildings, Ebony would be a stain on the sidewalk.
Oh my God.
This is when I yelled out loud. I was like, oh my God.
Moro.
So this is a family show. That was very graphic.
Stain on the sidewalk.
Stain on the sidewalk.
Ebony would have cracked her head and bled out on the street.
Just say it, Moro.
Mama Mia.
Mama Mia.
This is how you know this man comes from, like, the fighting world. He's like, mm-hmm. Gore.
Yeah, blood. Stain on the sidewalk.
Mamma mia.
Who opened a can of gravy out here?
Oh, God.
More like a can of whoop ass.
Okay. I feel like that we can yada yada most of the trek. Jason, did you have any thoughts? Anything catch your eye on the trek and through the biking and getting to the ladder?
No, not really. It was kind of paint by numbers. Went how you figured it would go.
Mm-hmm.
Like Moro starting the adventure, like let the adventure begin. Long pause.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
They just start running, like,
yeah,
not really great action phrase to start the challenge, but okay.
Yeah, it seemed like that there was like some concern about climbing up the ladder. It seemed like Jenny, the ladder was a little rickety.
I mean, that was definitely the most terrifying part to me. Like, they were definitely trying to make like every part of the trek seem challenging and scary. Like, they were on very stable mountain bikes. They were going down a like pre-cleared path. But the ladder, when I heard ladder, I was expecting mm-hmm. something more sturdy than this. This was, it's not straight. It was like sloped in a weird way. And
some rungs broke off of Colton's. Like he had like rungs that were like broken off of the rope ladder as he was trying to go up them.
Completely, like he was like barrel rolling, like yeah, he was
around.
Yeah. We also saw, I can't believe you're gonna yada yada over the red herring of Jody falling in the swamp.
Yeah.
And she fell on her leg, the same leg that got rolled on. Bum leg.
Yeah.
Got rolled on by the log last week.
Maybe Ray can lend her some deer antler spray.
that was
what he used to repair his torn pecs.
Right. Right. Way back when. You don't think they test for PED before BTE?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I don't know if they do any sort of testing for, the performance enhancing substances on any of the CBS reality series.
I don't think
it doesn't seem like it. Basil said mm-hmm. testing you've seen.
Yeah, not quite.
Not even a drug test, it seems.
Yeah.
Jody falls on her leg and she says that it feels like jelly. Again, that was a disgusting image. But I'm wondering, like, do you think that there was a can of jelly?
Mm-hmm. So I think you had like cranberry sauce that's jellied in a can, like a but I almost feel like that you wouldn't have like jelly as in jam in a can.
No.
Be more of a jar. Maybe that'll be in the next week's adventure.
That's the next
They'll floor. Carry jars of things. Don't break them.
Jarred foods.
This jar is just a mark on the sidewalk. Yeah. Okay. All right. So then we have again. All right. Go to the indirect route or go the direct route with no clue. Once again, we see the red team again goes for the clue. Jason, this is the pro move.
This is what you got to do every single time. That's how you're going to win. I found it interesting there were two choices instead of three. It was like, oh, yeah, and the third team has to do what the second team does. We just yada yada that as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, this is probably like last minute they made it three, and they'd already made up the board that had the two options.
Right, right.
We can't make up another arrow. What do you think?
Yeah.
You think we got unlimited funds out here?
Yeah, they're probably like, oh, good, arrow. Thank God Meta left. We can go back to two teams next time. Because we only have two of everything.
Budget on the cans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Boot all gravy, Jenny.
It's all gravy.
Gravy train.
Mm-hmm. The red team had to open bamboo to find the... This didn't seem that hard. Mora made it sound like it's going to be... You got to open the bamboo.
They like literally just like peeked in every one of them. Like, not there.
Yeah, they were all like open. So they all they had to do was just kind of like peer in and shake it. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this has taught us you always go for the clue.
Always go for the clue. And then the clue told the red team where the letter A is. Now, Jason, you're correct me if I'm wrong. You are a Wordle guy, right?
I'm a Wordle stan, yeah.
Wordle stan, yes. And you even tweet out your scores.
I do. Yes. I'm one of those insufferable people. I even had to tweet out my failure the other day when I didn't get it for the first time ever since playing Wordle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tweet out the successes and the failures. I believe
that's how you know you're a real one, Jason. Yeah. Is yeah, you're not like me. That's just popping in every once in a while to flex.
Listen, I'm a Wordle guy. I'm a Nerdle guy, and now I'm a Hurdle guy.
I did Hurdle for the first time yesterday because you posted it, Jason. Yeah.
Today, well, spoilers.
Oh, Hurdle, not the Hurdle that I invented.
Not your Hurdle.
No, yes. not you, Nicole.
Somebody made up an Excel game of that you could actually play Hurdle now. Yes.
Really? Your Hurdle from
yes, Matt. Yes, of a five-letter woman's name, Hurdle. Yes. What is Nerdle?
Is it Rosie? Nerdle is where you start with a 1 second sample of a song.
Oh yeah. I know Hurdle. What's Nerdle? You said.
Oh, Nerdle is the math one.
Oh, okay. So
it's like numbers instead of letters, basically.
And so also,
you
got to
come up with an equation. And
yeah, you have to do like the plus equation. Sign or like right. the yeah. It's I saw
gotta,
and I said this is not for me.
You got to know your PEMDAS.
Yeah,
and like the challenge that uses funny math.
Right.
You got to know PEMDAS for this.
Wow. Okay. And so, Jason, were you pumped up when there was a clue that was, but I guess they already told you the puzzle. You couldn't even play along.
Yeah. I wish they would have like the letter A is a yellow spot today. Like try and get it in the green spot. So, I mean, the clue was, did you guys think the clue was good? Like this is where the repeating letter is.
I did not think it was at all. So again, we saw what the answer was, which again, Why not make it a game within a game? Give us something to do.
Give us something.
Please.
Yes.
Don't spoil the one thing that could be exciting besides will he or won't he quit. But it looked like all they gave them was where the A was.
Mm-hmm.
So the A was in the
phrase twice, and they gave them where those A's were.
Yeah.
But it's like,
that's nothing.
Is that really that helpful? I don't know. Yeah.
It helped them win.
Not really. I think they were just a faster team.
I think they were ahead.
Out there first. Yeah. They still got to the place first. You had to take the longer route.
Yeah. What was the clue? Taking your team to greater heights?
That's right.
Let's say that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Taking your team to greater heights. And Mauro had all these, you know, inspirational things to say in the bag. He was ready for them. They have taken the team to greater heights.
That's good. Yeah. I liked when they were getting close. They're like, Craig looks like he's had a eureka moment. And then he's like, no, or not.
Or not.
Yeah. Craig.
That was a gift.
Yeah. Well, Craig has had a eureka moment.
Is not.
Yeah. Okay.
And Mauro's like, you've been doing it for each other the whole game.
The whole 2 days.
Yeah, this whole time.
You do it for each other.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know if anyone noticed this, but, well, again, we got our Mamma Mia of the episode at one point here, but how Mauro said Jody Sweeten was so funny. It was like Jody Sweeten. Like, it was so like enunciated that it was like awkward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was working on that in the mirror for days.
So prize for the red team. You'll get to eat those cans of food.
Yes, this is when I lost my mind, Rob. Take your 10 favorite cans.
They wouldn't even give them all 30?
You get 10? I was like, this is the reward?
Yeah.
You get to take 10 cans?
Mm-hmm.
That have been sitting in the freaking heat all day?
Yeah. Like, at least you wouldn't need that stove. They're already heated up.
Backpacks, like... And you don't even know what you're taking. Like,
I wish I filled some of the cans up with water and just really like punk them. Like, open up a can, like, oh, this is nothing. There's nothing in here.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is, like, how do you have favorite cans?
Well, what do they pick? They pick like the ones that said team or something. Mm-hmm. Heights, Team Heights, I think, where they were like, that's our team name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to mention that when so the red team was Lauren and Ray and Craig. That was the red team. They needed to hold on to the clue as they went through the trek, which is treacherous. So Lauren had to hold on to the clue.
I got this clue in my bra.
So my grandma used to put all her money.
Okay.
Listen.
That's right.
It's very secure. It's a good spot to put things.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so they go to go have some dinner, okay? All the cans that they can carry, and of course, this is... actually, I had one other clip. So the blue team was very far behind during the trek, and Morrow said this.
The blue team is on the scene, and they have got a jungle-sized amount of time to make up.
Jason, have you ever referred to... time in a size of a jungle?
Yeah, you know, I'll be there in two jungles. You've never done that before?
Yeah, I mean, Morrow is reinventing the time game.
Jungle late. Where have you been?
We are jungle late. Yep.
A jungle-sized amount of time to make up.
Are all jungle? This is where I'm confused. Are all jungles the same size? Is that a standard measurement?
Mm-hmm. There are 45 past jungle.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think that he has these like in the can?
In the can of goods.
Can lines. Mm-hmm. Or is our guy Morrow freestyling?
I think he's freestyling.
He's just putting words together.
I think he is too.
Just random words.
He's like, jungle, that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Jungle sized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's art.
Would you say how many jungles is this podcast in length?
This is five jungles easy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah,
five jungles easy. Okay. Beyond the Edge feels like 9 or 10 jungles every time. Yeah. Okay. So we get to the red team enjoying their reward. Lauren knows what this is.
This sounds like a can of gravy.
She loves gravy.
Girl, I feel you. That would be me. Sounds like a can of gravy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they were so happy to eat these canned goods.
This is feed them a sequester? Is that what it is?
Like, they've been in the game 36 hours.
But maybe they were sequestered, nothing to eat. You don't know. They've been going 5 days without food at this point.
I mean, and not just the food, like the takeaways of like it does like that Lauren has been on like a serious journey throughout this whole you know, for seeming like years, but it really like she makes it sound like that these 36 hours in the game have been a real difference maker for her.
They all seem like 36 hours has been transformative experience for them.
Coach Grandpa Mike says, you're already a better man.
She's already. Yeah, we got here at 9 a.m. yesterday. This is like I'm a different person.
Maybe that's why jungle sized is like a significant measurement. Yes. Because it's like everything out there just seems so much more grand.
It has altered the space-time continuum.
The jungle slows down time. It's like Lost.
Like, it's like the theory of relativity. Place. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Jungle time is much slower. That's why they can do a 26-day season of Survivor. It feels like much longer. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Rob, at least they give him stew as reward.
Oh, yeah, all right. Come on.
For that.
Come on.
Do you think that stew was canned?
Yeah. It gets just a chunky stew.
Right.
Right. Yeah. They used to have like a bunch of NFL players on the commercials for chunky stew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like their, well, that's now their bag.
Now they're coaches.
Bay's on there now.
Yeah, I feel like for years with like Terrell Davis and like Donovan McNabb, like it was like whoever is the face of the NFL is going to talk about chunky stew.
It's like the new Wheaties. Like that was like what it became. It was like, you know, there were, every can of chunky had like an athlete on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. I struggle with the fact that they took 10 of their favorite cans. And we really only got to find out what was in two of them. Mm-hmm. All I know that these
more than that. Gravy?
No, we didn't even
that wasn't
get
actually gravy.
We did not get confirmed gravy, Rob.
It just felt like gravy. Wasn't
it
gravy?
It felt like gravy.
Yeah,
it
what else?
Baked beans.
Baked beans.
Or gravy feel is off. Her gravy radar is off.
Garbanzo beans? Mamma mia, are those garbanzo beans?
Let me get some
jungle size can of garbanzo beans.
What else? Oh, yeah. And corn. Of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah, corn.
It's
like,
corn.
Yeah, Craig's not going to have that.
Oh, it's corn. Corn. I can't eat corn. I don't want to see it later.
Okay. Why, Craig? Why are you like this?
Why are you looking at, why are you inspecting it after it comes out?
Yeah, I
can't. What else did they do up
there? I can't eat this. I'll see you later.
Stick because he's so bored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was wild.
If they're only eating baked beans and corn,
garbanzo beans.
Imagine, like, what is the bathroom situation looking like after this?
Mamma mia!
That's a big old corn turd.
Maybe it's like, is this what Paulina was like?
Freaking show that was.
It has to be. Wait a second. I have a theory. Is this why Meta could
left.
Not make it one more night? He's like, I have to sleep between Ray Lewis and Craig. They're going to be farting up a storm with these fake beans.
Yeah. I thought you meant that maybe, like, does Meta not want to go to the bathroom outside? Maybe is that he's like,
I
got me digging holes to take a crap. I'm not doing that.
We mentioned Lamar Odom. I'm wondering if the fear of the shart situation.
Maybe.
They're filling themselves up on corn and beans. I'm sorry. That is a recipe for disaster.
Oh, my God.
Also, I feel like every time Jason and I are on a podcast, it's like
it's all about sharts.
The last time we were on a podcast, we talked about sharts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Yeah, okay. Well.
It's going to get hotter. It's going to get damper.
He was right. He said, you're gonna get corn and beans. It's getting damp.
Sound like that shorts full of corn.
We are putting the
in chart. Okay.
What did my life become? Like, this is what I'm doing on a Thursday night. I'm just like laughing about.
Yeah. Are you not having fun?
Anything else you'd rather be
I'm
doing than talking about sharks on reality TV?
I'm having a great time, Rob. It's fine.
Okay. All right.
Living the life.
Okay. So while we're seeing with the canned goods people, really just live the high life eating cans of garbanzo beans and baked beans. And it's bad. Meta wants to leave. He's had it.
He didn't win any cans. So like, what is he here for?
Yeah. Do you think that if Meta would have won the challenge, that he would have maybe been revived by the cans? Is that possible?
Like that, those garbanzo beans could have put some pep in his step, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Propelled him forward.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, that was not gonna be the case. Jody,
put some gas in his tank.
Yeah, that's what could have used that. Jody, that she is talking to Colton, that her leg is hurting.
Yeah, this is like the new storyline that we're gonna get every episode is Jody broke her ankle very badly a couple years ago, and she keeps re-injuring it.
Yeah,
and she's concerned about seriously injuring herself. This is like how she will leave the game.
Mm-hmm.
It will be her body giving up.
Yes. Do you think that she is sort of like laying the groundwork for her eventual exit?
If you're smart, that's what you do.
Legs it.
Because
yeah.
You don't want to be the a-hole that is like, sorry, Charity, I'm out.
Right.
Like, I find that the most entertaining thing about this show is like, how willing are you to give up on Charity? Like,
yeah, I know.
What is enough for Charity?
So one of the big parts of the episode that I was not ready for, when Craig talks to Ray Lewis about his son that died, that was like, a real gut punch in the episode.
Yeah, we were on a high with canned goods.
Yeah.
Got down real low.
Yeah.
It was very emotional.
Very emotional. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like out on like standing on rock. Like the whole thing was just set up very emotional. You know, Ray's a dad as well. And is like asking about like, how do you get through that? And then he tells the story, I guess it was like a tubing accident.
Yeah.
On the lake. And he drowned. And then what I actually like loved about how they packaged this is I don't know Craig's music. I'm not a country music person, but it sounded to me like they were playing one of his songs. And it sounded like a song that he wrote about his son playing in the background. So it was like nicely packaged together with like his own music.
Yeah. You know, my heart just goes out to, Craig after hearing that. We have to talk about the lanterns. Okay, time for the lanterns, everybody.
The lanterns, the big pivotal part of the
episode. It's lantern time.
Where we shame everybody into staying on the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So lantern time. Everybody comes in and, you know, we hear from Lauren about how she's finally, you know, this adventure is teaching her to have gratitude for her body. She's appreciating her body in different ways.
I mean, She did show up. Like she was the captain of the winning team. She is now the person that has won the most money of all of the celebrities towards her charity. And I honestly I really liked Lauren's story because we hear her talk about it with Paulina earlier in the episode where it's just like, you know, being a woman in like, you know, the public sphere, like your body gets commented on so much and, you know, it's like a great source of insecurity for some people. And, you know, I think that like puts some power back into her where she's like, this is what my body can do and not look at it in a way of like, you know, shame or insecurity, but being like, I needed my body to take care of me and propel me in this moment. And it did. So I actually, that was another like one of these, like there was a lot of like earnest moments in this show, which is like, you know,
look at you, Jenny. Look at you.
I told you this show is making me a better person.
Yes.
This podcast is
all of us.
Your tweets will say something different, Jenny.
No. Those were old tweets.
That was last week, Jason.
That was the old Jenny.
From the past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what I've learned from this is it takes 2 days to become a better person.
Yeah. Okay? This has been a whole week, Jason.
The week in between tweets.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
No, I'm really liking Lauren because she's like got actually like a fun personality, which I can't really say for like everyone on the show. She's actually like, you know,
she would have fit in with the Millie gang.
Absolutely.
She would have hung out with Steven and gone to a honky tonk.
Her and Brianna would be having a great time at the campsite, crushing White Claws.
Yes.
And eating cans of gravy.
Yes.
Jason,
did you keep up with Joe Millionaire 3?
I unfortunately did not.
Yes. Okay. You are a Joe Millionaire classic guy only.
Yeah. I'm only an original Joe Millionaire recipe.
Also available
Evan
on
Marriott or bust.
Yes. Yeah.
Also available on Tubi, original Joe Millionaire.
No Evan, no me. Yeah. That's my guy.
They could have gotten him for this probably, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like even Evan Marriott is below the show.
He was like, the 10th person.
How dare you? This is your boy. This is who you ride for.
Sorry, Evan. Don't flame me on Twitter.
He's going to drag you.
Yeah, E. Marriott's going to be in your mentions in no time.
Okay. Pretty sure I don't even know what Twitter is. But.
All right. Mike talks about what it was like for him to climb the ladder. Yeah, this was kind of dangerous to send Mike Singletary up the ladder.
Coach Grandpa Mike, what are you doing up there? Get down. That's what I was saying as he's on that rickety ladder. Like, what are you doing? Send Ebony up there.
He was quick to say, like, this is for me. Like, I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to inspire them. I don't know.
Getting everybody fired up.
A broken hip. Mm-hmm. Sweat on the pavement.
Yeah.
It's impressive, though. Like, I wouldn't go anywhere near that freaking thing. I was like, sorry, mm-hmm. I'm out. Ringing the bells.
At mm-hmm. first, I didn't see the rope they had, like, securing them. I was like, are they just going up there, like, with nothing, with no harnesses? But I eventually saw the harness.
It's a death trap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Jody talks about how, you know, this has been hard for her, but she thought about her kids. And her kids would say, Mom, stick it out. And this prompts Meta World Peace to say, I miss my kids. I want to go home.
This was so weird. I don't know if this is just how they edited it, but it was like this most like inspirational thing of being like, I thought of my kids. And my kids would say, like, don't give up. Like, you need to keep going. And then he's like, actually, I'm ringing the bell.
Jody, I'm going to let you finish, but I got something to say.
Literally.
And my kid would say, Daddy, come home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, my family does not want me to come home, but I need to get the hell out of here.
I need to get out of here. And so both Coach Mike and also Ray Lewis, they're both going to take a shot to try to convince Meta World Peace. Here's Coach Mike.
Don't leave when it gets hot, man. I love it getting hot.
He loves it. Loves it when it gets hot. Doesn't faze Meta. Yeah.
Yeah, Meta is already decided. Like, he's not breaking in this moment. Like, the moment he says, I'm ringing the bell, there's like two of them that go, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is
Jody turns in shock and like, no, you're not.
Yeah. And like,
I can assure you, I am.
Yeah.
He's like, trust
it's
me.
Done already.
Yeah.
That bell's already rung.
You should as far be as I'm concerned. Grateful I even stayed the night.
Yeah. Now, Jason, do you think that what sealed the deal was when a tree fell down in the jungle at the lanterns?
He was so scared of that tree. He's like, no, I'm definitely out of here now.
Yeah.
Like that.
Do you think, is that a producer in the jungle, like pushing the tree over? Yeah. Because this is twice in a row at the lanterns that we've had like weirdo, like animal noises or a tree falling down.
There's a speaker somewhere in the jungle, like, mm-hmm. like making these noises just to scare them a little bit.
Please, Jason, the show is real, okay?
Oh, yeah. Come on, Jason.
Real as real can get.
You don't want any of that heat from Paulina.
Okay. I was dying though, because before I realized that the tree was going to fall, like there was a shot of like Meta looking into the sky while someone else was talking and he looked terrified. And I'm like, oh my God, is he hearing the jungle dogs again? Yeah. Like he is so over it.
It's going to be so good.
Smell me.
When we watch him on the Celebrity Exorcism, I mean, he's going to be so scared.
Oh, I can't wait. Get those reviews in, guys. Come on.
I just love, like, even a inspirational speech face-to-face from Ray Lewis cannot get you to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you going to tell your daughter? I'm going to tell her my journey's over and I'm out of here.
Yeah, he's like, are you a quitter? Would you ever quit? And he's like, no, I am not quitting. This is just the end of the journey for me.
My journey is over here.
It's over.
I just want to look Ray in the face. Is Ray?
Mm-hmm.
That's about me.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I'm a professional quitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I do.
Yes.
It's who I am.
I think I'm just going to start using this language in everything. Like if I have to quit a job, it's just going to be like, it's just, my journey here is over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like such a nice way of putting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
really
not
takes
quitting.
The sting out. Yeah.
If
my journey is over.
This is the end of the story. It's not quit. You know?
A new chapter to be written mm-hmm. or a new trilogy or something.
Yeah. Okay. So I was surprised. I mean, I don't know if they like tried to get him to stay or Jason, if it's like what we talked about, of like, do they want people to quit the show every week?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they at least are going to expect probably 2 to 3 people to quit before this whole thing is over.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we got somebody out on day 2. Do you think like production is like celebrating, like we got one out on day 2?
Yeah.
Well, the other players definitely seem like they don't want him to go. Like Coach basically said, he literally said, "You're making one of the biggest mistakes of your life," which I feel like is like a little dramatic.
And Coach was like, what do you say? Like, you're not going anywhere, as if he's holding him hostage there. Like, I'm not letting you leave.
I believe Coach is in charge. I'd be like, you, whatever you say, like, you are.
Somebody get some rope.
Yeah.
We're tying him up. He's staying.
Yeah. And in fairness, I think that Meta World Peace has made some bigger mistakes in his professional career.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if this is one of them.
The worst one. Everyone seems mad and like they're crying. But this is where I do agree with you guys that like the production is fine with somebody quitting because they're like we only have a few days out here. We need people to start quitting because like it seemed like they were still trying to work on Meta and then Mauro was like, okay, well I guess you're gonna go. Like, see you later.
Yeah.
Let's get him out before he changes his mind. Well,
they have a whole device for you to quit. Like that's what
they have a device for you to quit. The whole like last act of the show is about, so who's quitting? Anyone? Yeah, anyone?
That's what they're there for at the end.
Yeah. Is it you? Would you like to quit? You know?
Yeah, Mauro was ready. He was like, okay, we got it.
Are you sure I can't interest you in quitting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Mauro does highlight to Meta. He thanks him for the work that he's done to raise mental health awareness. Mauro is somebody who has been very public about his own struggles with mental health. So they have that in common. And we send Meta back to camp. Now, Jason, we talked about this last week. Does it make any sense that the bell that you have to ring, you go to the lanterns to go and say you're going to leave, to ring the bell, and then the bell isn't at the lanterns?
So I think it's a little interesting with where the bell is placed, because it's like you get the shot of all the other contestants just sitting there around the lanterns, and then just hearing the bell in the distance. It is a good shot, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't even really get that. We got like music drowning out the bell. Like, I thought that would be a great moment just to like drop everything out and then just the bell ringing. But there was music playing over the bell.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the bell noise was fake. Nothing about that.
Oh, James,
like
this show's not fake. There you go again.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Here comes Paulina.
I'm just saying it sounded post-production to me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Guess we'll we'll see.
They were playing music along with it, so you couldn't really like hear it clearly.
And they spliced in these shots of like the rest of them still at lanterns, like looking like they could hear the bell tolling. And I'm like, I don't know if I believe this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The bell's not a substantial bell. It's a pretty little bell.
Yeah. But it has a big impact. Okay. All right. Meta has no regrets.
Nothing else will make it past that first day. No way. I had so much anxiety. I felt like I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. Stay in a jungle with no protection. But now that it's over, I'm relieved.
Yeah. He accomplished what he set out to do. He stayed in the jungle for one night. Yeah.
I like that he's like, deuces, y'all. I'm out. And like had no like, no thought about it. I was like, nope. I'm sure in that, if, as they were going through that adventure, he's like, I cannot wait to get the freaking lanterns tonight and get the hell out of here.
All right, so we say farewell to Meta World Peace, and now we get down to 8. Should we talk about who's most likely to quit next? I don't think somebody's going to quit next week. We didn't get any sort of preview about the bet.
They didn't even tease it.
They didn't even tease us.
If Colton gets bit by something, is he going to get medevaced?
Maybe. Is it a quit if you get medically evacuated?
Oh, you have to ring the bell
on the way out.
Bring you by the bell on the way on a stretcher to the end.
Do us a favor and ring that bell on the way out. We'll bring the stretcher. Yeah,
they give you like a little hand.
Raise you up.
Yeah, the portable bell. Okay, so I guess
I think it would be a dead heat between like Ebony and Jody to quit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to spoil the quit every like. Because in last week's Next Time On, you know, they said, and the jungle has its first casualty, which sounded so much more dramatic than Meta World Peace, shocker, quitting. I really hope that we don't get spoiled every single time someone's going to quit, because I think that as we get down to like fewer people, it's going to be obvious the kind of people that are going to just stay in this for the long haul and who won't. So give us like, please give us some drama, please. Let there be some sort of surprise for me in the episode.
How about this? How many people do we think are going to be left at the end of Behind the Edge? Or Beyond the Edge?
I think six.
Six.
I think that by the end of it, I don't see anybody quitting but Ebony and Jody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say five or six.
Have either of you checked out the Beyond the Edge subreddit?
That's my favorite place to go online, Rob.
Did not even know there was a subreddit.
It's pretty lit, okay? Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm missing out. I got to get there right now.
Yeah. I mean, you could go there, and there are several posts. Members? There are several posts.
Several.
25 members. On and guess that who just lit. Became the 26th member of
I'm on my way. I'm about to make it 27, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So people are pumped up. I don't think anybody has started the episode discussion yet. Oh no, there is an episode discussion for the second episode. You could read both the comments.
Two comments. Absolute banger of an episode tonight. Let's keep up this hype.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's to see that. Someone go so early. That person does not know Meta World Peace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I introduce you?
Yeah. Okay. So people are pumped up for Beyond the Edge. Mamma Mia, indeed.
One of these is, I'm not a fan of tattoos, but...
Hold on. Dot dot dot. Yeah,
I have to admit the one on Craig's upper left arm is pretty cool.
Yeah,
the posts are lit. You two can join in on the conversation. r/ Beyond the Edge on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So well, there you go. What is Craig Morgan's tattoo?
They don't elaborate.
I didn't remember a tattoo.
Let's see. He has a song called Show Me Your Tattoo, but what is his tattoo? I guess we gotta check it out. We'll see if we can, yeah. Any of our listeners can tell us. It looks like it's kind of like an American flag.
Yeah. Something came up that said Craig Morgan tattoo, American flag.
Okay.
All right.
Pretty bitchin' tattoo, if you ask me.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. Craig also has some wine that has his wine called Old Tattoo.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so okay. Yeah, check that out. All right,
American flag.
Yeah, when we have our Beyond the Edge viewing party, that's what we're going to be drinking.
Yes, we're going to be drinking Old Tattoo.
We tell you, Paulina will be showing up to our watch party.
Yeah. Okay. All good. Anything else from Beyond the Edge?
I got nothing.
Should we read some of our reviews?
Why not?
Okay, let's see. More reviews from Beyond the Edge. I do want to say we have a perfect track record, okay? 128 5-star ratings, 1 4-star rating. Zero one-star rating.
Right there.
I mean,
Paulina.
Paulina gave us, yeah. Let's see. Should we check out the most helpful reviews? Let's see. This is from 324-354-11346 on Apple Podcasts.
Rolls off the tongue. Okay.
Serious, hard-hitting journalism. Beyond the Edge explores difficult, hard, and raw subject matter. Most podcasters could never adequately cover Beyond the Edge with the respect it is due. Enter Rob and Jenny. These podcasters are able to cover this show with the intellectual skill and emotional sensitivity necessary to fully dissect this piece of hard-hitting television. I'm so glad I have them to help me understand the show. Without them, I could never comprehend all of the complicated strategy and social play at work in Beyond the Edge. Bravo, Rob and Jenny, for being true journalists in every sense of the word.
Sounds like a Russian bot.
But no way. No way.
This is real. These reviews are real, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. This is Matthew for Three says, into the metaverse. I pledge to never miss an episode of Beyond the Edge with Rob and Jenny, and never to watch an episode of the similarly named CBS show. Mamma mia, what a sight to behold. R. James says, don't ring that bell. Who cares about the show? We're here for Jenny and Rob. Also, I need to point out that I'm the 69th comment.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So wow. Incredible reviews.
They come through, you know. This is the stuff that's making me a better person.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A friendly ghost 111 says, keep the Joe-mentum going. I didn't watch Joe Millionaire. I'm not watching Beyond the Edge. But Jenny and Rob could discuss paint drying, and I'd listen every week. Thankfully, these shows provide more than enough to create laugh-out-loud moments, and I need a celebrity exorcism recap ASAP. One quick note. They most likely are hearing monkeys in the jungles of Panama, not jungle dogs. The howler monkey is the loudest animal on land, blue whale being the loudest animal on earth, and they really do sound like the monster Jeff Probst keeps talking about, especially when they call out late at night, early morning. P.S. still standing, Caro and Ray.
Okay, this is an educational podcast at this point. I've learned more about like ecology from the two episodes of this podcast.
Yeah. So just incredible work by everybody over there on all of the edgers out there. Go to robiswebsite.com/BTE feed to go and leave us your ratings on Apple Podcasts so we can put us over the top and we can tell Chappelle it's time to watch Celebrity Exorcism on Tubi.
This show made me excited to podcast about Celebrity Exorcism.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Jason, any other thoughts for Beyond the Edge?
No, I'll probably still keep watching at some point.
You'll keep edging?
Yeah, I've been a professional edger for years, so there's no reason to stop now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Why stop now?
Yeah. Exactly. Right? Right? Okay. Jason, well, what's coming up for you over on Married at First Sight?
So this week, Married at First Sight decided to air basically a clip show or a panel discussion about what we've seen so far. So my co-host Asia Welch and I decided to take a hiatus this week, but we will be back next week.
It's a long season on Married at First Sight.
Yeah, there's about 19 or so episodes every season, so it's a long trek, and they decided to make it even longer by airing a random special in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. But we will be back next week when we have a new episode with me and Asia Welch. Come join us over there. I understand that you guys really like to mobilize and weaponize your crew to get reviews. Mm-hmm. Come on over to Married at First Sight. Do I care if you watch the show? Do I care if you listen to the podcast? Mm-hmm. Not really. I'm not going to tell. I'm not a snitch, unlike Ray Lewis. I'm not going to tell anybody. Come on over. Review the show. You can also find me every week over on Post Show Recaps, where me and Grace Leader are talking about the HBO Max show Winning Time.
Oh, you know, I started watching that this week. I really liked it.
Very fun time. Me and Grace are talking about it every week. We're in episode four. So we'll be going through every episode every week. Come and see us over there. We're having a good time over there too. That's where you find me on Twitter. I am at JAYR1085. That's where you can find me talking about stuff I'm doing.
If in Winning Time season two, are they going to get Meta World Peace on the show?
Yeah, it's probably going to be the time where Meta was on the team, and he'll be probably quitting every game.
Yeah. Yeah. Will it be like The Crown and they'll explore all the different future seasons of the Lakers?
Yeah, we're not really sure where they're going. We haven't even gotten to the first game of the season they're covering yet. So they seem to be moving at a glacial pace. So we don't know where we're going to be by the end of the
much
season.
Later on down the road. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe in season like 12, we'll get to Meta World.
Yeah. Peace. Well, Jason, thank you for making time to talk with us about Beyond the Edge tonight. It was a sight for sore ears.
Yeah, I had a great time with you guys talking about this show that, you know, is a show.
It's a show.
That
yes.
It is.
Yes. Jenny, what about for you? What will you be doing this week?
Waiting anxiously for the next episode of Beyond the Edge. I'm not ringing that bell yet, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Are you feeling better this week?
Yeah. Honestly, after we podcasted, you know, you lifted me out of the bog. And,
yes.
And we're still here.
Give me your hand, as Randy Newpole illustrated.
Yes, that was a great tweet by Randy Newpole. And, you know, it was great to have somebody else that we had to drag through.
Yes.
The swamp with
you. Yes. Okay.
I feel like I'm sinking in the bog as we speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I
mean, yeah.
You can't ring the bell, Jenny. What would Phil T say if you rung that bell?
Yeah, no, he doesn't want me to quit. He's encouraging me, but yeah, that's basically all that's happening right now. And then obviously still watching BB Can 10 and you know, occasional coverage of that.
Yeah.
I'm protecting my peace as much as possible because you know, sometimes it gets wild over there in the BB streets.
Do you have a favorite player in BB Can 10?
Yes. Actually, I have two. I actually really like a lot of people on this season. I love Summer. Mm-hmm. I really like Moose.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm enjoying Kevin.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, those are my three. Those are my big three right now. Well, actually, Josh is great too. It's a really good cast. So, it's nice to be having fun watching the show. So.
All
hopefully
right.
That continues. But other than that, this is my labor of love right now. Every week. We come here, we do the thing. It's great.
Okay.
It's
all right. We will be back next time. Of course, everything going on with Survivor. I'm very excited over on Nothing But Netflix this weekend. We're going to be talking about Is It Cake? Ooh. Have you watched that?
I haven't watched it yet. There's going to be a can of beans there. Is it cake or it's
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I think they have that where it's like, is this canned goods or is it cake? We'll have a lot of fun with that and everything else we're doing over on robhaswebsite.com. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, remember,
it's going to get hotter. It's going to get damper.